It's the Outdoor Show. Steelhead fishing, bow hunting, duck hunting, and the latest news from the DNR, all wrapped up with cutting-edge country and bluegrass music, right here with Adam Carpenter, and only on Fox 103.
Lakeshore Bike is our sponsor this hour. Lakeshore Bike at 505 Lakeshore Boulevard in Marquette. Remember, if you're a BMXer, road biker, mountain biker, or just a recreational biker, Lakeshore Bike's going to take great care of you. They've been doing it for over 20 years. Matt and the fellas using their expertise and passion to keep you riding. If you want to stop by and check out what an awesome bike shop looks like, it's right on Lakeshore Boulevard across from McCarty's Cove. 505 Lakeshore Boulevard in Marquette, or give them a call, 228-7547, and get your bike on with Lakeshore Bike. Okay, so yesterday at the end of the show, we did a sort of an overview, very fast overview, of some basic duck calling techniques. Beginning duck hunters in general, actually, you know what? I can just digress for a second and say, there's a lot of duck hunters who've been duck hunting for quite a number of years that are too intimidated to learn how to call ducks. I mean, it is intimidating if you think about it. You're sitting out in a nice quiet marsh or on a lake. There might be other duck hunters out there. There might be, if you're down a little bait of knock, there might be walleye fishermen out there. You don't want them to laugh at you. And you don't want to break the silence with the squawk and kazoo sounds of a duck call if you don't know what you're doing. Well, I'm here to tell you that you don't have to be intimidated. First of all, calling is probably the last piece of the puzzle, quite frankly. The way that I see duck hunting is in this order of importance. Number one, being on the X. Being where the birds want to be is the most important thing. For the most part, there's always exceptions to these rules, but I would say 98% of the time, if you're in the right spot, that's the first step in the right direction. Number two, setting your decoys up right, and not just how you set them up, but the number of decoys you set up. I recently made a mistake in my decoy spread, and I watched birds flare because of it. Constantly still learning and watching the birds. I actually set up two sets of mallards with a string of golden eyes kind of stuck out a little bit further, and I think those golden eyes should have been to the side. I watched teal and mallards flare as they came across the bulk of the decoys. But when you're setting decoys up, you're typically setting up little pockets for these birds to feel comfortable to land in. And of course, you set it up because birds like to land into the wind. Keep that in mind. But the number of decoys also has a lot to do with it. However, you can do all of this right and still have birds that don't really notice your decoys. Or maybe they take a look and they're thinking, hey, you know what, I think I'm going to go over here. They just, something doesn't seem right, or I'm not really interested in being there right now. Maybe a little later on. This is when a duck call really comes into handy. Now, most people think of duck calling as these huge hail calls. And those do work great for birds that are a long ways away that you're trying to get their attention. But you don't have to do that. You can entice a duck, especially Drake mallards. I will tell you, Drake mallards, if you learn how to do a basic quack and then a basic hen mallard call, Drake mallards are suckers for it. So start with something basic first and foremost. Learn how to do a single quack. And when you learn how to quack on a duck call, make sure you're listening to ducks to sound like a duck. Don't listen to other duck callers necessarily. Take what I'm kind of talking to you about and apply it out in the field. Listen to what a duck sounds like when they quack. Now, the single quack you want to do should not be an alarming quack. It shouldn't be a real harsh quack like this. That's sort of an alarming call to a duck. You want to have more of a feel of like a lazy duck. You want to have a feel that they're just trying to get someone else's attention, some other duck's attention, like this. Very basic. Spaced apart. That's a single quack. That's what you really should learn how to do. The other thing, if you learn how to do a basic feeding murmur, I call it, and goose hunters know what this is, but for a duck, it's slightly different. Everybody thinks of a feeding chuckle as being something that you hear on the stage at Stuttgart for championship duck calling, like this. I mean, I'm no champion or anything, but I can do a feeding chuckle as well, just because I wanted to learn how to do it. You don't have to do that. In fact, I even recommend you not do that in the field most of the time. Single murmurs work so much better to finish birds. It sounds like this. Because generally the birds are close in, the ducks are close by, and you want them to finish. You want them to come into your decoys. That is done very specifically to sound like that duck has something that it is enjoying, and you should get down here and try some. Now let's go back to the single quack for a second, because I said today I was going to try and, and without humiliating myself, I was going to try and explain how to make that sound with a duck call, the single quack. Okay, so here's what you're going to try and do with your mouth. It's very important that you stop blowing the call very abruptly. That's the most common mistake you hear with beginning duck callers. They go, and they don't have an abrupt stop to the call. So, how do you do that? Number one, you want to grunt from your stomach. Down in your belly is where you're calling from. You're not just blowing. You're actually going, it just sounds so silly, but it's the truth. So you combine the with a That's the basic duck call. And to do the feeding murmur, just like this. It's very quiet, not loud. That's it. In a nutshell, basic duck calling. Now down the road, we'll get into a hen mallard call that's just irresistible to Drake Mallards. It goes like this. But that's much more complex to get into. Learn the quacks and the murmur first. You'll be able to get out there and apply it to your duck hunting and have more success.